From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The dream of owning a home is apparently turning into a dream come true for a lot of realtors. The number of people who signed contracts to buy homes picked up in November by 3.5%. The National Association of Realtors says the most deals came in the northeastern and western U.S. The South and Midwest saw declines. New claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week to their lowest level since July 2008. Economist Hugh Johnson says today's report is a good indicator.
We're going to get growth in jobs in 2011. This jobless claims number is very consistent with that notion, and the growth in jobs is going to get better and better with each passing month.
Since the report includes the week with Christmas, some analysts think it may be less reliable than others. Driving through northern Arizona, certainly no picnic today. Much of the region's buried under nearly 2 feet of snow. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports more is on the way.
Forecasters expect at least another foot of snow to fall across northern Arizona before the end of the day. Heavy snow and freezing conditions have led to the closure of several major highways, including Interstate 40, the main thoroughfare between northern Arizona and California. More than 100 slide-offs were reported within a three-hour period yesterday, prompting authorities to close roadways in the interest of public safety. Forecasters say the storm is expected to move out of the region by late tomorrow as it moves eastward into New Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
Ford Motor Company is recalling about 20,000 vehicles recently sold in North America because of an electrical short that could cause a fire. The recall covers small sports utility vehicles, Edge and Lincoln MKX and F-Series pickup trucks. In Israel, former President Moshe Katsav has been convicted of rape and other sexual offenses. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports Katsav was Israel's head of state for 7 years.
The justices had harsh words for the former president, saying his version of events was, quote, riddled with lies. They convicted Katsav of raping a female employee when he was minister of tourism and of harassing two other women while he was president of Israel. Katsav, who is 65, had no immediate response to the verdict, although his son told Israel Television that his father is innocent. Katsav resigned in 2007, 2 weeks before his term of office was due to end. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
A Russian former oil tycoon whose recent embezzlement conviction touched off claims of political foul play out of Washington is getting 14 years behind bars. That's 6 years on top of the jail time Mikhail Khodorkovsky is already serving for a previous conviction, which he's in the final year of completing before he was convicted in a second trial. Khodorkovsky's political rival, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, is widely seen as the driving force behind the trial. The Dow's down nearly 30 at 11,559. This is NPR. The British government says nearly a fifth of the UK population alive today will live to 100. As Larry Miller reports from London, officials are using that information to try to persuade people state pension systems need reforming and to start saving.
Pensions Minister Steve Webb describes the figures as staggering. The more than 10 million people now living in Britain will celebrate their 100th birthday. More than half are currently under 50, with a third over 50 having no provision for retirement beyond the small state pension. The government wants more workers to start saving earlier for their old age. Dr. Roz Altman heads Saga, a company that targets older people. She says working part-time after retirement is no longer an option for many.
The state pension is not going to give you a decent lifestyle. If you haven't got a lot of savings, which most people currently haven't, what are you going to live on?
Officials credit the increased longevity on better eating habits, living conditions, and health care. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Defeated Tea Party Senate candidate Christine O'Donnell is refuting claims that she misused campaign funds in her Delaware race. She told ABC's Good Morning America that reports of a federal investigation against her are politically motivated, citing Vice President Joe Biden as one of the possible perpetrators of unfounded rumors. O'Donnell says neither she nor her campaign was informed of a federal probe. Here's an update from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average falling, now 24 points down at 11,561. NASDAQ Composite Index down 4 points at 2,663. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.